Hello, this is Corey, and I want to remind you about shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It really is the single best way to support this free show. So when you think Amazon, shop through the Amazon tab on our website, and we thank you. Hey, it's your favorite radio fat guy, Corey Blaze. Before we get the show started, I want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for listening, downloading, and streaming Fat Guy Radio Show every week and telling your friends about it. Look here, there's no bones about it. We need you to help us spread the word, and that's what you are doing. So on behalf of everyone on the show, thank you. So now here's another silly-ass show. So run and tell that. Where's that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
You hear anything?
Hello, Steven. I came as soon as I could.
What's your real name?
It's Larry Tate, but that's not what's important right now. We have to get you out of here. I was watching court TV. I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Why are you doing this to me?
I didn't do this to you. You did this to you.
You set me up.
No, I taught you a lesson. I can be your best friend or your worst enemy. You seem to prefer the latter. I'm just here to comfort you. Come on, touch it.
Huh?
Come on, you need human contact. Touch it.
I will not touch it. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Don't do that. Jesus Christ, you're going to get me killed.
Out of here.
Oh, Billy.
I'm just messing with you.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
What is happening right now, live from Studio G? This is Fat Guy Radio Show for March 22nd, 2014. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. The Fat Guy Radio Show listener lines are open. 623-349-1652. Call us anytime, then listen for your voice on the show. Throw in your 2 cents by joining us in our Ustream chat room. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Ustream. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media. When you share the show, D-Tay gets upset. At something.
What?
I don't know. Huh? I had nothing else to go on. I was like G.I. Joe's Nether Regions. I had nothing. But today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Spring Outlet event. Now through March 27th, shop outlet prices on markdowns, clearance items, and more. If you love outlet deals, and who doesn't, spring sales and fun bargain shopping, the Amazon Spring Outlet event is just for you. Up to 70% off computers and accessories, up to 50% off home audio and musical instruments, up to 30% off tools and home improvement, and up to 25% off patio, lawn, and garden stuff. Did you just get back from spring break? Huh? Well, that means that the end of the school year is just around the corner. Amazon wants to buy your gently used textbooks, and at the end of the school year, college books are expensive and serve no purpose after your studies are complete. So sell those bookshelf fillers. Amazon wants your stuff. Receive up to 75% back in an Amazon gift card. You can also sign up for Amazon Prime before the prices go up. This and much more all through the Shop Amazon tab on our website, or click the special banners on for the special offers. Amazon Spring Outlet Event. Sweet winter under the rug.
Everything that I've been
trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and my peace of mind.
Nice guys.
Nice opening number there. I love that. Give me a little bit more of my headset there. Hell, the gang's all here, boys, and we are back home.
Hell yeah.
We are back home in beautiful, warm Studio G and Studio Spring. You know what? I think that's what we're going to have to go with from now on. Welcome to Studio G. We are back. Spring has just begun in the state of Arizona. I think I put up on my Facebook page this last week that congratulations, the rest of the country has gotten spring. Arizona doesn't have a spring. It's either hot or damn it, one or the other. There is no difference. So it's a little warm in the studio today, right, boys, or is it just me?
It's getting a little warm.
It's definitely getting a little warm. Philippius, it might be time to plug back on Wally the AC unit there over in the corner.
I think it might be.
We might have to boot up Wally here pretty soon. It's getting warm. It's spring, which everybody else is like, oh, yay, the snow is gone. Yippee, yippee, yippee. The heat is coming for us in Arizona, and I ain't happy about it.
It's really hot out.
Time to cook eggs on the cement.
Right? I mean, we get like 2 days of spring and then it's summer.
Yeah. And then, I mean, at nighttime, it's good. And I know I bitch about a lot about the weather on this show. I really do because I hate it. I'm falling back out of love. Here's a transition. Falling back out of love with this soup bowl of a city that we call Phoenix, Glendale, and Mesa, and all those other places.
Peoria.
It's going to suck.
It really is.
I'm not happy about it at all, but besides all that, let's talk about the good stuff. We are back home. Of course, last week we had our beautiful, I'm trying to find the sounder here. Last week we were out at Bootleggers Modern American Smokehouse for a live show 2014, and of course that means that we have to play this. There we go. And we're back in the studio. It was a good time, boys. What did you think?
It was fun. I'm just glad to have a back to my seat now. My back was killing me.
It was delicious.
It was amazing. Oh, listen, I know at the opening of the live show, and we're going to recap it here, because there's a lot of stuff that people were, we had a couple people say, well, you know, where's the video? Listen, this is your boy, Corey. Look, we're a small operation. We're working on it. Hell, it took us a while to get the pictures up, but we're working on the video. When you talked about the chairs, DT, I really was slipping out of those pub chairs. I don't know if it was the shirt or whatever it was, but I could not. And if you looked at some of the pictures, you actually see me bracing my leg down on the ground because I kept slipping out of those chairs.
I'm surprised your leg didn't break.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the shirt, yeah, though, because I think they grease them with bacon fat, because I was slipping out of my chair, too. I had to readjust myself a couple times.
No, it's because, like, when people eat there, like, they just sweat grease. So
that's my, all greased that up. That might be what it is.
Is that the grease they used to cook with?
I don't know what it was.
I agree with Jake. I thought you were going to break the chair, too. Like, they didn't look sturdy.
Of course, you know, I always do the old chair test. When we go to someplace, got to do the old chair test, make sure that we were there, because me and Philippius snuck in there back in January. Did we go?
Was it January?
When they first offered us to go, we went to kind of scope it out. Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about another event that we're invited to in April that we're going to talk about. Now, they're providing the chairs as well, so I'm going to have to do another chair test. But the live show was fun. Our intern, I don't think he's here today. Is he not here today? He's not here today.
Intern.
We're going to do something very nice for him, because that dude was a Timex watch. He took a licking and kept on ticking.
Yes.
He was definitely my MVP from the show.
He knows how to bring it.
He did. He brought his A game. We just beat him up. But Jake, one thing that somebody said or pointed out to me is that they were like, there was very little Jake.
Yeah.
Why was there such little Jake?
And such a big guy.
I mean, you're the adorable, lovable co-host. I know there was a lot. And to your credit, or to your defense, that was your second live show.
Well, first rule of radio is don't cut people off.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. There was definitely a lot of cutting off. Now, the good thing is that I'm not going to point any fingers, sports boys, but they do. It's their show. It's their type of show where they because when you're thinking sports, their ideas are coming so quick. But yeah, there was a lot of There was a lot of cutting off, but
there was one point I was trying to say a joke, and then it was like 5 minutes later, and I was still trying to say it, and I was like, okay.
TGIF. Jacob, who on
TGIF?
TGIF. What the hell does TGIF have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just felt like saying something.
PB&J.
I'm glad I came in today. Philippians. We're over here talking about the live show 2014, and Philippians like...
Which was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's what he said. TGIS.
He said TGIF.
He said TGI.
He said TGIS.
Congratulations, Philippians. You once again brought the show to a complete stop.
That's all right. Everyone's laughing though, right?
With TGIF. Yeah, absolute. Hey, we're talking about the live show. Philippians is over to talk about winter tires.
Yeah, I need some.
Oh, God. Let's get back.
Yeah, I need some. Yeah.
But it was Jake had you had a joke that was supposed to be that you tried to get out for 5 minutes and we didn't let you have the.
Yeah.
Do you remember the joke?
Was it after the moonshine?
It was a very specific joke to the situation.
I feel bad now.
I kind of want to hear the joke, though. I want to know.
But do you remember what it is?
I don't really remember what it was.
It was in the moment.
It was joke. It was something about sports and not liking them.
So did it come after? Oh, so it must have been after moonshine.
It was after moonshine.
Yeah, because I got to be honest. I had to cut back on that moonshine.
I didn't even get any.
Well, number one, you can't drink when you're behind the board anyway, because when you do, the whole show just... And we're not... That's not happening. That's not happening.
I didn't have a mic, though.
I know, so that would have made it even worse. Not that it would have... Okay, he's on one today, boys. He's on one. Philippians is out there right now. I love it. Keep bringing it, baby boy. You can't drink behind the show. You could have had... You should have asked for one after.
Yeah, but I had to drive.
I did too, but I
had to drive further than you.
That's true, but I had to stop because you can hear it in the playback. At one point, I started slurring. It really went to my cerebral cortex, and I didn't remember at the time that and it was delicious. If you're in Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa, hell, even Flagstaff, drive yo snow laden ass down to get some of that moonshine. It was on point. I think DT, you and I were the only ones that had it.
Yeah, and I thought it was delicious.
Oh, and I had the float.
Oh, I was a little jealous about the float.
Oh man, that float was talking to me. That float was talking, and I was feeling probably about.
Are you sure it was alcohol? It was talking to you?
Yeah, it was talking. Well, after so many of them, it kept talking.
Did it get up and walk away?
I mean, after that many moonshine floats, I mean, the floor starts talking to you.
And the chair stopped being so slippery.
And the big guy your size probably doesn't float often.
Helping or hurting? Helping.
It's all right.
We're helping to hurt. Helping
to hurt. That moonshine, though, I had to scale back on it while the show was going because I felt myself slipping off in the happy land further. And then I didn't realize this. And you, anybody that drinks, you know this. I didn't eat anything.
Before. I know.
That was my mistake.
It was.
Ryan was shoveling food on my plate because he saw me drinking my moonshine.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody else get a chance to eat?
No.
I got a bacon platter and that was it.
Like, I took like a couple of bites. Like, I had like two things of nachos, two little nacho chips. But it's because Ryan put them on my plate. But I couldn't find the time to eat it during the show because I'm like, well, I still want to be able to talk. And I can't talk with a mouthful of food. And I'm like,
Ryan found a way.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. Ryan has two mouths.
He's this big. And I'm holding up two fingers in there, two centimeters apart from each other.
He has a mouth on the side of his neck. He just shells the food talking out of his head.
He literally ate all the food.
He took the whole bacon block down.
Dude, he did.
Who ate that burger, though?
Me, the intern, and the other guy that was hanging out with us.
Oh, my brother. My other brother.
Yeah.
Got me. you're the tall guy? Yeah.
He's all like,
are you
sure?
Did I even meet him?
Not sure. He was trying to help us out in the beginning.
Setup. The setup was crazy, and this is the part that people don't get to see. Anytime that you do a radio remote broadcast, things are going to sound different. I thought the final product sounded pretty good on the playback. We had a horrible buzz, and I think that may have been caused by the fact that we were borrowing my little brother, Little D's, sound system. from 1974. And I think that's where our buzz was coming from. But
Never again.
And it kills us because Jake and I are huge audiophiles. I mean, Jake goes to school for that. So when he starts to get frustrated with the fact that it sounds like crap, I start to, and this is no fault of bootleggers, I start to get frustrated that it sounds like crap. We're trying to tweak and do everything that we can here in the studio, just to kind of peel the curtain back a little bit. Here in the studio, it's a controlled environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can control the electricity. We can control what the microphones sound like. We can control the room ambiance. But when you're doing it remotely,
and
all
we don't
of that,
have to deal with speakers.
Yeah,
know,
and all that.
Headphones.
All that stuff is gone. And I know that was a little out of Philippians' realm with the speakers, especially when the miracles got on the microphone. And then I noticed when I was watching some of the video back as it's being edited right now, the intern moved the two guest chairs closer to the speaker. Before the miracles set down.
Intern.
And that's why, intern. And that's why Cordell Conway's mic was squealing so much. You know?
And that sucked.
Because it didn't squeal that much when Chef James Fox was on it at first because the chairs were moved away. But the intern kind of moved. He's still learning. But it's such a different animal when you're doing a live show. And it just hurts. But, Jake, I don't know how you feel, but I felt that the final replay of the show wasn't that bad, other than, you know, maybe we could have maybe cut out those first 2 minutes of just music when we were out there dancing.
Yeah, whatever.
But you know what? Screw that. I'm glad we left it in there, because if you wanted to know what was happening, you should have been there. You know what I'm saying? So Ryan was the only one that ate. Jake, I didn't see anything go into your mouth at all.
Food.
I had one of those nachos and a piece of bacon.
And Rick, the owner, was coming in and slicing it up and kind of divvying it out.
Yeah. He gave me a plate.
Yeah, Philippians. Okay, nope. I don't think anybody saw this, and it's very quick on the replay, but Philippians sat there and held that plate through 75% of the show.
I was like this.
He was holding, he was coddling this plate until I finally reached over there. And what are you going to do? Hold this plate the entire show instead of reaching it back out and putting it down? Just weird, weird, weird shenanigans.
There was things in my way. I didn't want to put it on no electronics. And it was...
But Ryan did destroy, yet he was very talkative. I don't know how he did it either.
I'm telling you, that man has two necks. Two mouths and one neck. I'm sorry.
Well,
I must be still feeling that moonshine right now.
He's got two necks. I don't know. I know he's burning a lot more energy now.
Yes.
That he has to replenish, and we all know what, you know. We all know what. Oops, wrong one. Here we go. We all know what that means. Where is it? There we go.
He was dropping a lot of them jokes.
We gonna get to him because I want to make a list of the things that Ryan can do now that he's married. Because he is definitely liberated. That is the word. He is liberated. And I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. You know, we all know what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But if he could hire a parade.
Yes.
And march down Glendale Avenue, he would.
Yes.
You know you can do that in New Orleans.
Why would you want? Well, you know what Ryan is celebrating. You can do that in New Orleans.
Yeah, you can. If you have two or more people, you can go down and have a parade.
Let's go have a parade in New Orleans.
And you can hire the cops. They'll mark out a parade route with you, and you can choose what day you want and have a parade.
Yeah, I mean, you should have a gay pride parade.
I think so. And you know what? Here's the thing. Just me and you. Yep. Don't invite anyone, just so that we can get the streets blocked off, and then me and you just walk down hand in hand.
Yeah,
it'd be the world's shortest parade.
We'll get nipple rings beforehand walk around shirtless. That'd
be
great.
My nipple ring is probably going to be the size of like the pendulum on Big Ben in London. That's a big nipple ring.
Yes. That means you got big nipples?
I think I hurt my own feelings.
Helping a hurting.
So you have massive nipples, though.
Yes. They are the size of car headlamps.
Now, my question is, are your nipples?
Are we really
big?
About to talk about my nipples?
Yes. Are your nipples just big, or are the areolas big as well?
I think the areolas are big too.
And are they shade darker than?
Well, you know what? I've said this off air. I don't know if I can say it on air.
I don't think you want to. No,
I won't say it because I have a theory. I have a theory about the coloring of.
Yeah, you don't want to get to that.
This is the greatest conversation we've ever had on this show.
Yeah, it's the conversation about stuff that we can't say on the show.
Yeah, it is time for a break. You're right.
But yes, they are. Of course the areolas are a little darker than the rest of my man boobage. And I'm really glad. After 3 years of being on the air, we have never had a conversation about my boobs.
Nice.
But now we have.
Now we have. It's all out there now,
Double
folks.
Double D's, ladies.
I'm not. We'll be back after this. Like,
the G's.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. I stopped by a buddy's office last week. And he said he had stopped smoking traditional tobacco products and started vaping. So I asked, are you're vaping with Halo 6, right? There's no way you can't be vaping without Halo 6. He responded no. But and then I asked him to show me his vape cigarette. He whipped out what I could only classify as a rusty old truck exhaust pipe. It was big, it was bulky, it was clunky, and it looked cheap. So listen, folks, don't be like my now ex-buddy. Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 offers the best electronic cigarette on the market. Look, don't take my word for it. PC Magazine, that is an editorial of note. PC Magazine, when compared to other electronic cigarettes in the industry, said that Halo 6 is a top e-cigs brand. And they offer premium quality electronic cigarettes and e-liquids all made in America. I vape with the sexy slim lime emerald green G6 model, and my preferred e-liquid is Sub-Zero. I like the menthol e-liquid, Sub-Zero. You can see all the styles, flavors, and strengths now at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Don't vape with an exhaust pipe. Vape with Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT. You gotta pull it out. Give it to me.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
I don't know what it is, but the studio just sounds amazing, and that was great in my ears. And there is something over here you gotta touch now.
That was touching it.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it later after the show.
Halo 6. All right, we're back, and so are my nipples. Listen, you know, the best.
Where'd they go?
They're down on my knees. The best thing about the show is when the show notes just don't get covered. Because I guarantee you, folks, we did not have Corey's pepperoni-sized nipples.
Pepperoni? I thought they were car lamps.
I thought they were pizzas. Give a pepperoni.
Yeah. Extra large. Double X, maybe?
Extra large pepperoni nipples. If we had that much space, I'd title the show that. The interesting thing is boys, that we did the live show. We got to thank Bootleggers, Modern American Smokeout. It was an okay turnout. I'm not going to get into it. But, you know, I always have big, huge, high hopes. You know, it was a full crowd. What people were there just to eat and what people were there just to see us, I don't know. But it was, you know, just a few empty chairs. You know, I would have liked a line down State Route 51, you know, trying to get in there. But, you know, it is what it is. It turns out it was a lot of work. And yes. I'm not going to bitch about it because we saw I looked at the Facebook numbers, or, you know, a handful of new likes, of some new Twitter followers. And we made some new friends with the owner, Rick. And that's a relationship that we're really going to concentrate on because he's a cool dude. I expected, looking at Bootleggers, I expected, you know, someone a little bit more uptight. But Rick was the coolest of coolest dudes.
Yes. He was.
You know, he really was laid back and fun, and everything we were asking him, he was like, sure, yeah, do it. And he said one thing to me after the show, and it was just him and I, you know, Rick and I in the dark corner next to the smoker, and then we were just sharing a moment, and he said, you know, seriously, he said,
want to make out?
No.
The green room is right around the
corner. He was laid back, but not that laid back.
Want to touch my turkey leg?
Oh. Hi, Rick. No, sorry, Rick. He honestly said that he wanted us to come back and do it every month.
That's cool. I mean, no, I'm saying that's, I think that's really cool. But, I mean, I was exhausted afterwards.
It's a lot. It takes a lot out of you. You know?
I was super, like, I almost fell asleep on my car ride home. I had to drop a lot of people off.
Yeah, you had a boatload of people that were there.
Yeah. Ryan dropped me off at my car, and then I had to drop my brothers off at their respective places. Right. One at his car and then one back at the house. And then I took Princess DT back to my house. And when we got to my house, we sat
Hold on. When you got back to your house, what did y'all
We were going to watch a movie.
Oh yeah, okay.
We're
going to watch a movie.
But I laid down. Like, I got there, and I was so tired, I laid down, and she sat down, like, right in front of me. So,
you were done.
I was out. And then my stepmom comes home.
And she
pissed me off.
Whoa. Okay, so after your first live show, because it was Full Court Press Radio's first time ever.
Yeah.
You guys were at our coffee and conversation, and you only got to see the prettied up version. But this time, you were there from the ground up.
Yep.
From the empty area to, and I mean, we ripped that area apart.
Yes.
And I can tell y'all, before you get to that story, I got to say, I don't know what the hell happened after the show, but as soon as the mics queued down, I went out. Everybody was supposed to go out to, like, greet the crowd. I felt like I was out there for 5 minutes shaking hands and kissing babies, turned around, and y'all had ripped things apart like y'all was Casey's Sunshine Band on the Titanic. Y'all was serious about getting out of there and getting that stuff up. I mean, tape was coming down, lights were getting closed down. I ain't never seen a breakdown that fast. What the hell was... Y'all was breaking down so fast, Philippius' computer got unplugged before he was even able to save the file. It was like, and bye-bye, everybody! And it was over. And I turned around, and it looked like nothing had happened.
It's like bootleggers again.
It's like 500 little Asian people came out and just started packing up stuff and roping up. There was a lot of wires and a lot of electronic stuff running around, and I don't know how the hell y'all got all that packed up in the time that you got it packed up, but y'all got it packed up.
I think we got it packed up faster than we got it unpacked.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Well,
I think
that's
so too.
That's how it always goes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Either y'all are getting real good, but let's keep that going because Papa was happy about that. So, DT, you get home after your live show, and your stepmama steps on your face.
Well, yeah, it's like she comes in the house, and she's very old school. And, like, what I mean is she's like, oh, I don't want no girls in your room, blah, blah, blah. So we hang out in the living room,
right?
Like me and my girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to be respectful. And I'm just laying down, and my girlfriend's sitting in front of me. Like, on the couch. Like, we're both on the same couch, but she's sitting in front of me.
And I don't think I don't think it's ever been established on this show, but you, college student, still in school, still at home.
Yes.
Yeah, just to kind of give a little background.
Oh, yes. I live with my dad and my stepmom.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that because
Saving money.
There's a couple other people in the studio that do the exact same thing. One may be me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Our little Jakey Poo.
That is me.
He's our babble. All right, continue. So she comes in. She comes in and she rips your girlfriend off of you, throws her up against the wall.
No.
And she starts screaming and yelling and saying, Ayos Mills! Ayos Mills!
She's actually black, but.
Oh, so what she. So, wait, I think we have a tape of what she was saying when she walked in, when she busted you. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. Yeah,
kind of.
Continue with your story.
It just pissed me off because she came in and like we weren't doing anything. The movie's on. Like I'm looking at the movie with half wide eyes wide open or halfway, and my girl's watching the movie, and she comes in and she goes, "Well, at least you guys can both sit up when a adult walks into the room is over there acting all nasty." And I'm like,
"What?"
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Exactly. Just comes in. And my dad comes in behind her. He goes, you guys are fine. And I told my girl, I was like, don't listen to her. And then like in my head. In my head, I was like, hit that button. Hit the button. In my head. I was like. Bleh, 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 bleh. Like.
just crazy. I was like, I can't believe she said that. Like, are you serious? Like, we're not even doing nothing. We're laying. I'm laying down. I'm the only one laying down. My girlfriend's sitting up.
Yeah.
Facing the movie.
Oh.
Like, it pissed me off.
Why? And so you were, after having your big high of the live show.
It was probably because you had your hand down her pants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty weird.
Let's investigate a little bit of this, Jake. Were your clothes on or off? And talk slow and be specific.
We're nudists.
I mean, I was wearing. No, I had the same thing on I had at the radio show.
I don't know why I played that. I don't know why I played the bike bill.
Oh, that's a bike bill. I thought we were at a monastery.
I was thinking it was like a baseball, like,
ding. Oh, no.
We don't. See, so you're saying Mikeville. He's thinking baseball, but I'm thinking we're at like the little triangle at the monastery.
So you and her are laying on the couch, you know.
No, I'm laying on the couch. She's sitting up.
Mm-hmm. And then in comes stepmom.
Yeah, the only thing erect was my girlfriend sitting up.
I
was too tired to get erect.
Jake, I haven't been in this bed in a long time. This is officially spun out. Okay, so you're erect on the couch and you're not.
My girlfriend's erect.
Your Aunt Trudy walks in.
Because she's sitting up. That's what I mean. She's straight up.
Is there a fly in the room just flying around? There's a fly there?
No, there wasn't a fly.
And the girlfriend eats it?
How old are you, though? Like,
he's 34.
Like, how old are you?
I'm 25.
What the hell do they care?
Exactly.
Like, what the hell?
Well, exactly.
It is their house, so I do respect them.
Well, they were probably a little disturbed, Jake, about the fact that he was laying there, his girlfriend was erect, and there was a goat. I'm sorry.
But no, like, I understand it's their house, be respectful. But at the same time, it's like, we're not doing anything. I'm laying down, she's sitting up. What is the point if both of us are sitting up? Like,
sure.
Why is that a big deal?
Yeah, so she just walks into the room. And she's like,
It wouldn't have been a problem if both of us were laying on a blanket on the floor. Just talk over the joke there, Daniel. Yes, I am.
Damn it.
Jeez.
This is how a sports guy does it.
You're kind of talking over him.
I'm not talking over him. I'm doing shtick.
That's bad shtick.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad. I'm sorry.
It's not an erect shtick over here.
My shtick wasn't erect?
No.
All right.
No, you got to erect that shtick.
Well, I wish I could hear her. I've been trying to signal Philippians to turn my damn sound pad up. Can't even hear anything. All right, finish with your damn story.
Oh, he's mad now.
Now I'm pissed.
I'm sorry.
His heart is
fat broken. Fat boy unhappy.
Don't bounce on your chair too much. You know what happened to last one.
Yeah. I don't even gave that chair the chair test.
Oh, okay, I see. Legs. I was doing bad shtick over here. Now everybody's just piling on me. You take one nipple, Jake, and DT, you take the other nipple. And Philippians, you don't want to know what's left over for you.
Oh, nothing.
I'd pile on
you. I think
you.
One nipple's enough to go around.
You pile on me?
Yeah. Oh, I'd pile on
I think
on
that's
you.
Too much for all three of us.
I've always wished that you would pile on me.
Oh, I'd pile all over you.
I mean, just like, what?
Everyone's <talking.
laughs> Yeah, I was like, oh, me and Flip was having our own conversation. And then we started hearing this pile on. And me and him looked at each other and I was like, this is interesting. Let's see how this plays out.
So your stepmom comes in, throws your girlfriend up against the wall. Your dad comes in, body slams your stepmom, and then you get erect.
Yep.
All right. That's pretty much how it happens. Right. So she was just throwing an attitude for no reason.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I mean, it's whatever.
I'm sorry. I came home. I don't know about y'all. It took me 3 days to recover from that. That was so much work. And I mean, there's a little bit more pressure on me doing what
was
I
it,
do.
Was it the heart attack?
It was the heart attack from all of the bacon fat.
Yeah.
And the fact that I was, you know, giving an old snarl into the smoker.
Dude, that bacon was the bomb.
I feel bad. I wish you would have had
so
more.
Good. It was so good.
Philippians, how did you feel after the show?
Like a beer.
You felt like a beer?
Like you needed a beer.
Oh, you wanted a beer.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have a beer after the show then?
Wait, did you say beer or bear?
Beer.
Okay.
ESL.
So the best sound.
ESL.
Because he said like ESL. A bear. I felt like a bear.
English, second language.
Third language. Oh, God.
What's number one?
No, sir.
No, sir. And what's number two?
Cuatro.
No, I got his languages.
Okay,
his first language is Spanish.
Okay.
His second language is landscaping.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Dang, you're good.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have this week's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yes.
Right that time down. 35. That's So after the show, you felt like a Bear Grylls. And yes. You just were
Charbroil.
Charbroil. See, he didn't even get the reference to the Bear Grylls thing. For well, the one thing that I did notice, and I mean, yeah, the show was kind of cool. And before I get to this, just real quick, I almost had a little emotional moment at the show that no one noticed. We all did our intros with, oh, by the way, hats off to our announcer, Jerry, who's listener Jerry as well. He went out of his way to record those amazing intros that were very different. Not our booth announcer like Bob Rue, who does our intros for this show, but Jerry recorded those specifically for that live show, and I really like it because it wasn't that, and now listen, it was Lil Fry Bootleggers, Modern American Smokehouse, and I love that, and I thank you very much, listener Jerry, for taking the time to do that. That was a lot of fun. But
Corey, you should be a voice actor, man.
I should. The moment I came, we all came out, and in our entrances, we came out of the back little green room, which was really like their private parties room.
Yes.
And we all came down and ran through the crowd and everything. Ryan, and then D-Tay, and then Jake came out, and then Philippius, I don't even know if he did anything. Did you even stand up and wave?
Yes.
Okay, so Philippius stood up and waved because he was already out there. And then I came out, and I came around the corner, and I didn't notice anybody else in the room. And I kind of had a little bit of a moment because I locked eyes with my mom.
Oh, nice.
And it was like I had to tell myself, oh, keep it together. Don't you man cry. It was just like for a moment because that was her first ever live show. And she's listened to shows before. Yep. I've talked about her before. And yes, my mother is 60 years old and she looked like she was 25. But she was there. I locked eyes with her and I had to kind of get it together because I was like, oh, mommy, no. So it was this beautiful moment that I kind of shared with my mom. But after the show, when the show was all said and done and all the microphones had been cued down and everything was wrapping up and so forth, Philippius all the way up on 5-6 or whatever this channel is, I look up and here comes Jake. And I'm like, all right, Jake, well, are you going to stick around? And there he was. He was gone. Yeah. Jake got the hell out of there so fast. And then he hurt my feelings, hurt my heart broke. He says, I'm going to dinner.
Mm.
Did you already have those plans made or did you just not want to hang out with us? Because we hung out for probably about a good hour, maybe an hour and a half after the show when the crowd had dissipated, all four people.
Well, yeah, my family wanted to do dinner with me.
You do. I mean,
it's kind of hard to say no since they provide me with like a house and stuff.
So. I understand. Yeah. I just felt bad. It was like, all right, folks, thank you. Well, listen, like you laugh, everybody. We'll see you at the top. Bye bye. Hey, Jake. And he was just out of there.
I helped.
You did. I gave you props for that. But we were when it was all said and done, and the 15 diesel trucks that are needed to haul all of our equipment. We're all packed up and on their way back to the studio here.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of just hang out with everybody, just try to get D-Tay a little bit more drunk, you know?
Corey, don't take it personal.
Like, I wasn't.
The next 2 weeks are actually like my last 2 weeks of school.
Ooh.
No, nice.
So like things are getting pretty like hectic for me. And it's like I'm trying to fit all these different things in.
So you're trying to balance out everything.
Yeah.
All right. So you weren't mad at us or upset or nothing. And you just, for leaving, you just am trying to get all your family stuff in.
Yeah. Like I was like, okay, I got to do this and I got to do this. Then I got to go to school. Like today, I gotta get out of here because I got to go to school tonight.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, Saturday school.
He beats cheeks out of here.
Today I do, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to you.
Saturday probably night school.
Not that cool to Jake.
It's not an every week thing. It's just this week.
All right. Well, I just want to make...
Corey, let's get lunch. Let's get lunch tomorrow.
Okay, we can't because I got to take little fella to lunch because it's his spring break and...
See?
I got to get him in. I do. No, and I'm glad that's a really good segue here about from the live show into this. But let's just segue real quick. I know we're up on a break. Little fella fell and busted his head open.
I'm sorry.
Daniel Taylor.
I'm sorry.
I just bust out laughing.
Because when kids fall off of bikes and bust their heads over it, I have a legal obligation to at least get 7 good laughs in. Like, ha, 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 ha.
He fell, busts his head up, and his mom freaks the hell out. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about you. But boys fall off their bikes and bust their skulls open all the time.
Yep. Yeah. It's a normal thing.
That's how we get hard heads.
Yeah, it's part of life.
Exactly. She was so freaked out and was texting and blowing me up, and she wanted to call St. Mary's High School and get the cheerleaders and the pep band out there and up the upper street so that it could be a huge grand processional to the hospital because her 13-year-old boy fell and busted his head open. I'm thinking to myself, why hasn't he busted his head open before? He late. He should have busted his head open 5 years ago.
Or injured himself in some way.
He ain't broke no bones. She wraps him in bubble wrap. I swear, boy, this is what you got to do. You got to fall and bust your... I wasn't like worried. I said, I know what they're going to do. You're going to take him to the hospital. They're going to probably do an MT scan. They're going to scan his little brain. Proof that it's one in there, and they're going to make them jump up and down or do jumping jacks. The reason why they make you do jumping jacks is because jumping jacks literally challenges your equilibrium. So if there's something wrong in the head, you won't be able to do jumping jacks. You'll pass out. Passed the NT scan, did the jumping jacks. They gave him some Tylenol and sent him home.
Nice. Mm.
And she was mad at me. She was mad at me for not dropping everything that I was doing to go down and sit at the hospital to watch the boy jump up and down and put his hands over his head. I know I've fallen off many a stools. Didn't do too many bikes when I was little, but I've fallen off many a stools. I think at one point, my dad just pushed me off something and made me break my skull open. It's just what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's also part of being a dad.
Exactly. You're supposed to break your kids. Yeah. That's what I do. So next time I see a little fella, so that's what I'm doing tomorrow for lunch. I'm going to see him, and the first thing I'm going to do before he orders his food is I'm going to push him down.
You're going to rip open his wound.
I'm going to bust open that wound. All right, folks, let's take a quick break right here. When we get back, I want to cover things that Ryan can do now and maybe a few other things. We'll see you back here on Full Court Press Radio. Fat Guy Radio.
What did you say?
I said Full Court Press Radio.
You're not even on that show.
Wow.
I don't know. I was looking down and I saw something that said Full Court Press
Radio.
We'll
be right back on Full Court Press. Oh, you brought me a pound.
I don't know why I said Full Court Press Radio. Well, the important thing here is that this segment is brought to you by 123 Print as things just start exploding here in the studio. This portion of the show, 123 Print, when you want high-quality online printing, and it has to be delivered on time and on budget, make 123 Print your online print shop. Choose address labels, postcards, wedding invitations, anything you want to print for your home, office, or school. Finding, customizing, ordering, and receiving just the right 123 Print product is easy, depending on your online printing needs. 123 Print offers digital printing for fast, high quality, short run prints. Also available offset printing for professionals and affordable long run print jobs. Business stationery products are even available with thermography printing, also known as raised ink printing. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you need it, print it, and you require proven professional printing services, 123 Print is the right place. Simply click the 123 Print banner on our website or go directly to fatguyradioshow.com/123print right here on Full Court Press Radio. I don't know why I said that, and I'm way off my show notes here. We really didn't get to this a lot, but you know what? Screw it. The biggest thing that's going on right now, D-Tay,
yeah,
Daniel Taylor, since speaking of Full Court Press Radio, is March Madness.
Yes, it is.
Is March Madness, and it's the hottest topic, and even though we're not a sports show, and I know nothing about the brackets, the only college basketball that I follow is what Grand Canyon University does, because I love GCU, Lopes Up. What is the latest in this bracketology, whatever this thing is, and give it to us in 60 seconds.
Well, the main thing, Kansas still in it. Wichita State still in it. Arizona still in it. ASU can't box out, so they're out. And Duke would still be in it, but they got the biggest FU by Mercer. So there you go.
Very good. That's your March Madness, folks. You want to hear more about it, listen to Full Court Press Radio. Onward and forward we go. Ryan is now married. And there are there are now things that Ryan can do outside of the obvious that he couldn't do before. So I kind of want to help Ryan out because, you know, he's married. He's a new guy. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know, he just, well, he's trying everything.
He's like a newborn.
He is like a little newborn. So I think that on Fat Guy Radio Show, because we're givers, and the last thing that we want to do is just completely embarrass him and make fun of him. Boys, we definitely don't want to do that. I would like to come up with a list of things that Ryan can now do now that he's married. Things that Ryan can do now, wrong one, that he's married. Okay? That he couldn't do before.
All right.
And I'll start the list off where now that Ryan Scott hosts the Full Court Press Radio, he's not here to defend himself, nor will we call him to allow him to defend himself. Ryan Scott, now that he's married, can now take a deuce with the door open. And there ain't nothing she can do about it.
Oh, nice.
You couldn't do it before because, you know, when you're in the courting stages, you want to, you know, preserve that moment. Not now. It's all out there now. Deuce with the door open.
Going along with that, Ryan can now wake up and hit her with a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Fart within the bed.
Yep. Nice. Ryan can Dutch oven now. And you know what? What can she do other than say, ew, and get up? But guess what? Yes. That night, she's going to be right back in the Dutch oven.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. I think I got one here. Let's see. Ryan can also now... I had it and I just lost it.
State the obvious one.
What's the obvious one?
Sexual intercourse.
Of course, you can have sexual intercourse, of
but
course.
They won't much.
No.
Because they're married.
Yeah. For the first 2 years.
No.
First 2 weeks.
Jake, you're not even giving them the first 2 years.
Dude, first month and then it'll be off and on. You know.
Because you know what they say. Marriage will ruin your relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My mind is blown. That was really good. Philippius, you have anything that Ryan can do now that he's married?
I've got one.
I got one, too. Okay, Philippius, we'll give you a few more seconds. He can now clip his toes in the bed. He can clip his toenails in the bed, and there's nothing she can do but wash the sheets.
I got one.
Yeah.
He can walk around his house naked, eating a bowl of cereal.
I do that now. That's the greatest thing ever.
It's a really good feeling.
It's an amazing feeling.
Amazing.
There is nothing like a nice cold bowl of cereal on your boys. We call it a ball freeze.
I got one.
All right. What do you have?
Now that he's married, he can get divorced.
Oh. You're right, because before he could never get divorced. Yeah. Just so wrong at so many levels, but so funny. For those of you taking home, Ryan, this is a list of things Ryan Scott, host of Full Court Press Radio, can now do that he's married. He can deuce with the door open. He can go ahead and freely create as many Dutch ovens as he wants. He can have sexual intercourse. He can clip his toenails in bed. He can walk around eating cereal naked. And he can now get divorced.
Wow.
Anything else? Let's see. Well, what happened to our Ryan music here while we think? Where's that music, Philippius?
Right there, that button. Right
this
there.
One? Okay, yep. I got it right here. What else can Ryan Scott do now that he is married?
What can Ryan do?
Oh! He will now be required to buy more aspirin, and he should start drinking because he now has in-laws.
Oh.
I know. Tell me about it.
I got one.
Yes.
he can now make her pay and not be the jerk.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah! There's no more feeling bad if she has to pick up the bill anymore because it's both y'all money anyway.
Exactly.
Kind of.
I mean, a lot. That's not really modern America anymore.
Oh. Nah?
Nah.
A lot of people do the separate bank accounts still.
Is that really?
Yeah. They can do the separate bank accounts, but still.
Not a jerk thing.
Yeah, and even if they do the separate bank account, once you get divorced, you still get money out of their separate bank account.
And remember, he can now get divorced because he's married.
Something.
Unless you sign a prenuptial.
Prenup.
But if you don't get a prenup, you get 50% of what's in your bank account.
No. This ain't no Capital One. You ain't finding out what's in my wallet. You ain't getting none of my money. You ain't getting half of nothing but half of what you walked in here to get. All right, so Ryan Scott, because we care, and here at Fat Guy Radio Show, we are sensitive to all of the amazing events that happen in the lives of those involved with the B2B Radio Network. Ryan is now married, so he can deuce with the door open, create as many Dutch ovens as he wants. He can have sexual intercourse, clip his toenails in bed, walk around naked with a bowl of cereal, and get divorced. And he can always now make her pay. All right, Ryan, congratulations. We're community building here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, let's take a quick break. We didn't get to the Malaysian plight, the Malaysian plane flight because who cares?
Have they found it yet?
Nah, it's gone. And you know what? One thing, and I wanted to get into this, but we're not going to have time. One conspiracy that almost had me detay is the conspiracy about the fact that every country has secret satellites. Somebody know where that damn plane is. Somebody know what happened, and somebody can't say anything. All right, we'll be right back here on Fat Guy Radio Show with Jake's Isolated Corner.
This week's Isolated Corner is brought to you by the 5th Annual AZ Barbecue Festival. April 5th, 2014, the largest honky-tonk in the state of Arizona. Woo! With live bands, hilarious redneck-themed games, more beer and booze than you can handle, and literally tons of smoked meat like brisket, chicken, pulled pork, ribs, and all the fixins.
Fixins!
Tickets available through the AZ Barbecue Festival banner on our website. Come by our show's booth and say hello. We'll see you at the 5th Annual AZ Barbecue Festival. We love
you. Awesome. AZBarbecueFestival.com is their website. All right, Jake, take it away.
All right, so this week, Isolated Corner, I wanted to do something special, you know? Two of the most influential bands to ever enter
the realm of music industry. Music industry-dom.
They are two of the most important bands ever. So,
cool.
All right. So, I'm going to start out with the Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice? The Beach Boys.
Vocals only.
All right.
Let's see if we have any problems.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older?
Just wait for the harmonies. Wait for them harmonies.
Beach Boys are known for their harmony, man.
Here comes.
You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up?
Isn't that nice?
That's incredible.
That's nice. Dude, that's so nice.
Okay, now they are 100%. There, no one has been able to match the harmony of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's always been, that was their thing. Yep. They had that harmony that was right, tight, and out of sight. And the closest that was able to come to that was the Michael Jackson harmony, because Michael Jackson has a different realm of harmony.
Yeah.
But the Beach Boys are in that same category.
The thing about the Beach Boys harmony, in my opinion, is that it's like almost not perfect. And that's kind of what makes it special in a way.
It's
I don't know.
Beautiful blend. And It's so back in the day before all of the overdubbing technology and all that kind of stuff. That is them standing around microphone singing into.
They would sing around one microphone,
and that's what. And they were not. Nice. And they weren't just hearing each other; they were filling the notes as well.
Yep. Things like auto-tune and Melodyne, they didn't exist.
Didn't exist at all, man.
That's the Beach Boys.
Love that.
Wouldn't it be nice? So
wouldn't it be nice?
We're gonna switch it up a little bit.
All right.
We're going over to the Beatles.
J'ai les Beatles.
This song,
yes,
is very. It's like the first. It's, some people say it's like the first metal song.
Really?
By the Beatles.
Okay.
Paul McCartney going ham on the vocals.
Oh, Sir Paul McCartney.
Here we go.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, till I get to the bottom and I see you again! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Dude.
But do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Count yourself down.
That's pretty sweet harmony.
That's amazing.
Helda Skelda. Helda Skelda. Yeah.
Woo! What was that? Was that his cup or something?
Dude, I don't know, man.
That was killer.
Ice tea. But will you, won't you, want me to make you? I'm coming down fast, but don't let me break you.
That's the part that I know. That. Now, Jake, tell me if this is true or not, but there was, back in those days, and the reason why when we get the vocals, we get the lead and the background, because they really did it all in the same room.
A lot of the time, yeah.
A lot of the times they were together, and that was probably recorded, again, before all the overdubbing technology and all that other kind of stuff. And, of course, they got some sound effects and stuff that's in there, some reverb and delay.
You could, you know, it was very limited back then, but you could do a little overdubbing, but, like,
very little. I mean, because back then, that was tape, physical tape. So overdubbing was a task.
Yeah, you'd have to use a totally different channel. And back then, it was so much more limited because you only had a few channels that you could use.
Sure.
So you'd put... You'd end up putting, like, and you'd end up having to use, like, two different tape machines.
Yeah.
So you'd overdub on one and then bring it over on top of the track already recorded. So you'd have, like, your drums on one track along with the vocal.
Yeah.
All on one track. Jeez. Because you would only have, like, four.
Like the like the equivalent of putting a timing belt on a transmission.
Yeah.
I mean, just that. I mean, you realize, you know, this was when computers were barely coming out and they were the size of this studio when they came out. You know what I mean? So they didn't have the little small MacBook Pros and stuff. And that's what makes this Jake's Corner so unique, because it just really spotlights where music was and where it has come before.
Yeah.
I like that point.
I think this song is really cool, though, because when you hear the Beatles, you think of, like, imagine all the, you know, you don't think of Helter Skelter.
You don't hear
like,
Helter Skelter!
Like, just going crazy, man.
Oh. And okay.
Yeah.
What else you got? Anything else?
That's pretty much it for.
That was a pretty. I like those two, man. The Beach Boys and
The Beatles.
Sir Paul. You know, they're just so. I remember just this past week. I think that someone was pointing out the fact that their first 50 years ago, I think it was. Maybe not 50 years ago.
It could have been.
Yeah, their first U.S. appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That just happened.
That was just a few weeks ago, so it was a big, huge thing about it. But, man, they just transcended and really changed the music industry.
They did.
And I can honestly say this, and I stand behind this until it changes. There's no one else that is ever going to be able to do the things that the Beatles have done or do the things that the Beach Boys have done, because when they came, everything that kids hear today, all you young people listening to us, everything that you hear today is somewhat branched back to that era of time.
Yep. There will never, and this is my opinion, there will never be a band as big as the Beatles.
No.
Ever again.
Never. They try because they were, because I think it's almost, I think we're almost getting to a point where everything has been done.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you think of music theory, for those of you that are into music theory, there's only so many chord progressions that you can do on a piano until you just start making noise. You know what I mean? And I think that's why everything is so electronic now. You know what I mean? And I just kind of recently started learning a little bit more about this dubstep era genre of music. Everything's all computer technical because there's only so many chord progressions that you can do with chords on a keyboard or on any type of instrument. I think we're running out of ideas. Kind of
like, I don't think it's fair when people say that computers aren't a good form of music, because you can do a lot on a computer.
You can, but
the problem with it though is that people use it in the wrong way, and they don't use it as a creative tool. They use it as like a cheating tool.
A crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And I agree. I agree with you 100%. It's not bad, but people use it as a crutch and people depend on it. And people use these new computer technologies to manufacture their talent.
Yeah.
Instead of it enhancing their talent. Yeah. And one in particular, before we get out of here, of course, is the one and only Justin Bieber. And one thing he had to say, well, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to get to that right now. We'll try for that next week. You know, sorry, Justin. We're trying, buddy. We're trying. All right, folks. Good show today, boys.
Oh, good show.
Good show.
Good show.
Yes, good
I'm
show.
Corey yeah, Blaze. Good show.
I'm Corey Blaze. I get the moonshine floats. Yeah.
Good show.
Jolly old chip chip. Yeah.
Tiddle.
Let's do the whole closing of the show
those
like this.
Those Beatles
Jake,
are a little too intense for me. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a little radical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's show, Jake, was brought to you by the Amazon Spring Outlet. Now through March 27th, shop outlet prices on markdowns, clearance items, and more. Yes, sell your gently used textbooks and sign up for Amazon Prime before the prices go up. All available now. Yeah, now. Yes. At fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon special banner on our website.
Well, this is a legal thing, so I'm going to say it for real. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
This part isn't legal, so for advertising, email info. Yeah, info@bdbradionetwork.com and to become a part of this powerful medium, internet radio. Jake.
Don't forget, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Help spread the word about the show.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us free on iTunes.
Free.
Stream us through the Stitcher Radio app. Join us live every week. Every week, all you stream.
Free. We're not used to free. After the levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily. It's my daily updated blog.
That guy's probably a jerk.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a jerk. A little fat. He needs to lose some weight. A little uptight. Yeah, a little bit. My way of communing with you throughout the week, check out afterthelevels.com. Or click the banner link on our website. Yeah. For Fat Guy Radio Show cast and crew. I'm Corey Blaze.
Oh, my monocle needs a little fixing.
It does. There's a little scratch on, a little smudge. Just a little bit of a smudge. Skinny people. That's us. Because we're perfect.
Yeah.
Fat people. Those fat people. Philippius can't do this voice because, you know, he has one impersonation.
Yes.
And it's more Mexican.
Get puzzle.
Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So listen. So stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.